Tracy Dahl, baritone Andrew Jones, and the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra Chorus to sing the music of Noel Coward, Cole Porter, and Ivan Ilie. And no tour through a century of great songwriting would be complete without a few Frank Sinatra classics. This is Philip Sammons, your tour guide for the day, when Bramwell Toby and the MSO pay tribute to the songwriters. Tomorrow afternoon at 2, live on ABC Classic FM.
Oh, how much fun does that sound for a Sunday afternoon? You're listening to ABC Classic FM. It's news time at midday.
John Hall with ABC News. AFL Premiership winning player Adam Good says he's gutted that the Sydney Swans' Indigenous run win over Collingwood was overshadowed by a racial slur. A 13-year-old girl wearing a Magpies jumper was removed from the stands at the MCG last night after calling Goods an ape. Good says he'd be willing to talk to her and explain the consequences of her actions. He says he had to take a stand.
20 years ago, Nicky Winmar stood up at Victoria Park, said enough's enough. I'm standing up last night saying it's still happening, it still happens, and it's a shame it's a 13-year-old girl. That's the sad part of it, and that's what hurts me most. As a young girl who has no idea what she's called me, no significance of what it means, so it's education.
It's me standing here telling you that...
chainsaw, Lachlan. Yeah.
Last week, Walter rang in and said, I don't get why McCulkin runs around the bed three times before he gets in.
Jonathan Early is an animal behaviourist from Sydney University.
This is a remnant of domestic dogs' wild ancestors where they used to prepare a den, trample down the undergrowth and to make sure there weren't any nasty bugs, snakes or creepy crawlies that can bite you while you're sleeping.
James O'Loughlin on ABC Local Radio.
You're part of ABC Local Radio Digital.
More choice on weekends.
Saturdays on digital.
Here, across Asia and the Pacific.
Just released with Bill Reimer and Brandon Stewart on Deep Music. Radio Australia, across Asia and the Pacific. ABC Local Radio online and on digital radio.
Hi, welcome to Just Released. I'm Bill Reiner.
And I'm Brandon Stewart.
And that is Daft Punk. The new album, Random Access Memories. We'll get back to that later on in the show, but not too far away. Brandon, what have you got lined up for us today?
Well, English folk singer Laura Marling's fourth album, I Was an Eagle, has finally landed. We'll check that out, along with new Australian music from Buffalo Tales. And would you believe the welcome return of Baby Animals after a long time? And we'll also check out a new Americana album from Patty Griffin.
Right now for openers on Just Released this time around, let's have another comeback welcome to the Scottish band Texas, opening up Just Released. Unmistakable voice of Charlene Spiteri, Scottish band Texas. They're named after the Wim Wenders movie Paris, Texas. After an eight-year absence, they have returned. 1989 seemed like such a long time ago. They had a hit with their first release, I Don't Want a Lover. They're back now with a new album after a break of 8 years. It's called The Conversation, and that's the title track from the album. More coming up on Just Released today, including Laura Marling's new album. But right now, Patty Griffin. Laura and Patty have much in common in respect of Patty Griffin represents the Americana folk side of things, and Laura Marling represents the more traditional British side of the folk scene. We'll have Laura Marling later on the show, but right now, Patty Griffin, the American in the mix, and the album is titled American Kid. Patty Griffin is recognized as an exemplary American songwriter. She's been writing songs for many years. This is her seventh album, and she's written for a lot of other people. She's written all the songs on this album. The collection of songs draws largely on inspiration from the death of her late father, who passed away in 2009. So it's a very, very personal album. The production is by Craig Ross, with Patty Griffin having a hand in it as well. Great instrumentation, and very pleased to hear and see the Dickinson brothers, that's Cody on drums and brother Luther on guitar, doing some really solid drumming and great guitar licks as well. Basically, the album is about loss and about death. Although that is the overall theme of the album, it does have an uplifting quality throughout.
I believe she was moving away from what she was doing previously, and even to the point of taking this album to Memphis to record it, just to get into a whole different environment.
That was interrupted by a tour with Robert Plant, and they become friends, and she's a band member with his Band of Joy. They traveled for a few years together. She also said she didn't feel like writing from a personal perspective, because she was very, very sad and depressed about the imminent death of her father. We'll take two songs from the Patty Griffin album. The first song is the opening track from the album. The second features the aforementioned Robert Plant on vocals. Patty Griffin, American Kid, just released.
Thank you. got together in 1989, she'd already recorded a few singles in a solo career, but the band Baby Animals was formed in that year. They released their first album. It went to number one in Australia. It did very well in the UK as well. They toured the world. They were a force to be reckoned with. All sorts of things happened in the world of rock and roll and with them. And they had, what do they call it, internal conflicts, I think is the terminology.
Oh, and bad luck.
Yeah, it was bad luck. In 1995, on the verge of their first U.S. tour, their record company went belly up. It folded.
And she also had a lot of trouble with her throat around that time, too. Had an operation on her vocal cords, I believe.
Susie DiMarchi, well, when you listen to her sing, you can hear that she was pumping it to the max, as she does. She doesn't have that kind of second gear. It's all go. But they're back now with their first new single in some, 20 years?
Around about that, yeah.
Yeah, the single is called, strangely, Email. Well, that was kind of an old term, but there you go. It's called Email. That's the lead track off their album, which is out this week. Baby Animals, this is not the end. The song, Email.